a Radio Catskill.
Hi, folks. We're here in the station. And coming up in a moment, Jambalaya. But first, let's talk about the weather. Oh, I've got a page full of weather here. So pay attention, because a winter weather advisory is in effect for Sullivan, Delaware, Wayne, and Pike counties in our listening area. In Ulster County, the advisory goes until 7 tomorrow evening. Mixed precipitation is expected, 2 to 5 inches of snow and sleet, and more than a quarter inch of ice possible. That's a lot of ice. And also a high wind watch is in effect for tomorrow. So between the wind and the ice, be careful. And watch out for power outages. Anyway, a quarter of an inch of ice is possible, more snow to follow, and a high wind watch is in effect from tomorrow afternoon to Monday afternoon. Winds pick up on the back of the storm with gusts up to 60 miles per hour possible, 60 miles per hour possible in higher elevations. See, springtime is trying to get here. It's got to push this cold air out of the way. But it's going to be difficult. It's going to be cold again later on in the week as well. So Hudson Valley Weather warns the Catskills are at the most risk of high winds, northern Sullivan, western Delaware, and eastern Ulster counties. That's us. And wind that strong on top of ice accumulation means a real possibility of multiple power outages this weekend. Some local events happening tonight and tomorrow have been postponed or canceled, including the DVAA's galleries and shop are closed this weekend. Tonight's Langston Hughes Harlem Renaissance event at Oliver King at HBAC has been postponed, and in-person services at Grahamsville United Methodist Church and Roscoe Presbyterian Churches have been canceled. If you have somewhere to go this weekend, it's advisable to check conditions before you head out and call ahead to see if your destination will be open. So, yeah, it's springtime, that darn little groundhog. So, all right, coming up right now, here we go. I'm so happy to be here. You know, I'm a fan of winter, but, this kind of weather is something you have to be extra careful with, and we want to take it as seriously as we need to, and just advise you all to be safe and just sit around and listen to WJFF, especially when you have wonderful programming like Jambalaya. That's my favorite part. I love the mandolin part. Jambalaya. You know, Carol and I played at a local nursing home yesterday for our fans who live there. We had a wonderful time with them. And, it's always difficult, to play the right kind of music. You don't know what the crowd's going to listen to. But you know, we tried a little bit of rock and roll. We try to avoid the, you know, the You Are My Sunshine, you know, kind of sing-along stuff. We wanted to put on a real concert for him. And Carol picked a Hank Williams tune. And as you know, Jambalaya is also a Hank Williams tune. And you could see everybody perk up. So we found out they were a country-loving crowd, and we had a good time playing some country and some R&B as well. So music lovers in your local nursing homes, go visit them. Go sing along with them. They're great folks. Today was supposed to be a special episode of Jambalaya, and I know Sonia was talking about the history of WJFF. It's a birthday. I don't even know how many years it is. It's 30-some-odd years. It's a birthday. We were going to celebrate that and tell stories of WJFF back in the day. And the folks who were going to be here are not here because of the weather. And Kathy Geary was going to come into the station. But what she's done instead, because she lives, you know, quite a ways away, and the roads are going to be somewhat slippery and treacherous. And, you know, even if you have four-wheel drive, it's going to be a little slick out there. So you got to be careful. So she was able to upload her program, her last program that she hosted at the previous station down by the dam site in Jeffersonville. So she'll have that on the air, and she'll talk a little bit about the history of the station. I, you know, keep using the excuse that I'm a newbie and that I haven't really been here that long, but it turns out, you know, we did a calculation. I'm here, 14, 15 years now. And, you know, my personal history is my friend Mike Baglione, who we were going to be playing with tomorrow out at the museum. Mike and Annie are supposed to be coming out and playing with us at the museum for our first series of concerts, in a series of concerts in a long time since last year. And we thought we would do one tomorrow. It's up in the air. We haven't decided. We're going to play it by ear and decide whether to cancel it tomorrow. But Mike and Andy are great musicians and they're great friends. Well, back in the day, Mike came up to Sullivan County to play a show with me, and he brought along with him a wonderful woman named Susie Arnowitz, who's passed away a few years ago, but she was an extraordinary musician and wrote some wonderful songs. And we were going to play as a trio over at Friends, a restaurant over in Smallwood. And it was a previous owner, Jim, who passed away a few years ago. He used to have live music there. And he decided to have a Woodstock-oriented concert with musicians that had played at his bar in the past. And he called it, what did he call it? Oh, yeah, instead of a day in the garden, he called it a day in the beer garden. So we went over there, had a little bit of fun, did an outdoor show. And on the way back, we heard WJFF having one of their fun drives. And we called in from the road, back when cell phones were flip phones, and we asked them if they wanted us to come in and do a little live music on the air. And they said, yeah, sure, come on down. So I did. Kevin Greff was on the board, and he recruited me because the person that was in charge of the open mic, that was running the open mic, had an accident. And I never met the fellow. I don't know his name, but he was hurt. He broke both of his legs falling off a roof working on his house. And, it just got to the point where his rehab was long enough for he decided not to come back. And I ended up inheriting the open mic program, which was 2 hours at the time. And we had people lined up in the old Studio B, waiting for their turn. And it was almost like a dentist's office. So we would just get up and say, next, be in tune, get ready to do some songs. And for several years, we had live musicians in an open mic format on the air, and that was a lot of fun. And ultimately, Jesse recruited me to pick up half of the Jambalaya days. And so we take turns. I'm here on the first, third, and fifth Saturday, if there is one, and Jesse's here on the second and fourth. And we all start with a bluegrass bass and work out into all kinds of other formats and genres, and it's loads of fun. One of the things that happened to me being here, and it's Valentine's Day, and I'm going to play a Valentine's Day song for my Valentine in a few minutes. But first, one of the reasons I was attracted to living to this part of the Sullivan County when I moved here was I was listening to WJFF on the drive in and heard a great jazz tune with Mino Cianello, a Turkish musician, Kevin Eubanks, and Dave Holland. And Kevin Eubanks is an extraordinary guitar player, and Dave Holland on bass. And these guys did a, kind of an international project that we'll listen to in a minute. This is the song that kind of attracted me, like Pepe Le Pew smelling the perfume of his favorite girl. Anyway, we'll talk about the Valentine's Day in a minute, too. So this is a song called Whirling Dervish. Thank you. Well, that's what I was listening to in my car radio, you know, back, almost 20 years ago. Well, 24 years ago. And I said, well, this station's got to be cool. They're playing, you know, some pretty great music. And I looked into it, and I found out that they also played bluegrass music and that they also had some jazz programming, and they also had, you know, great sources of community information, and that it was a good station to listen to. So I became a fan of WJFF and ultimately got to be on the air. So that's enough about that. That's my history with the station. I think the only other significant history, well, I'll tell you about it in a second. First, let me tell you this. You know, we're talking about things that are open and closed and events that are happening. A good place to look for contact information if you want to, you know, get in touch with the people that are putting on these programs is the WJFFradio.org community events page. And if you go to our website at WJFFradio.org and click on community events, you'll see all kinds of fun things that are going on in our part of the world. It makes you happy to be a part of the Sullivan County community, and it's interesting and informative and fun. So check that out. And, of course, it is Valentine's Day weekend. And I met my Valentine at the Jeffersonville station. I was downstairs, you know, talking to somebody, and lovely Carol walked into the door, and she was working out of Bethel Woods on the, I think they were putting together the Mountain Jam Fest. They did these in the early days of their outdoor craft fairs. Carol was the one that helped put that together, and she was looking for information on bluegrass bands and bluegrass music because she wanted to put together basically a mountain music festival, which she ultimately did. And I met her there, and we chatted for a while, and she went out to her car, and she turned around and came back, and we've lived happily ever after. And I love that girl. So she's my Valentine. We celebrated it yesterday, but here's a Willie Nelson song that is just, I wonder if he wrote this. Let's see. Did Willie write this? And it's a cool tune. Where is it at? Yeah, it's Willie Nelson wrote this. It's a love song. Check it out.
Valentine, won't you be my Valentine? And introduce your heart to mine. And be my Valentine. Summertime, we could run and play like summertime, with storybooks and nursery rhymes. So be my Valentine. Candy heart, if anyone could, you could have a candy heart. You're the sweetest of all sweethearts. Won't you give your heart to me? Can't you see? I love you, Valentine. Won't you be my Valentine? And won't you share your space with mine? My Valentine. candy heart. If anyone could, you could have a candy heart. You're the sweetest of all sweethearts. Won't you give your heart to me? Can't you see? I love you, Valentine. Won't you be my Valentine? And introduce your heart to mine. Be my Valentine.
So give your Valentine a hug. You know, one of the other things that I found really important at this station was that they did play bluegrass music. Jesse was here doing the Jambalaya program for many years before I got here. And happy that he got to share that with me, but bluegrass music has been a big part of the program. Folk music, Angie Page's show, which is on Sundays now, is an extraordinary exhibition of, you know, some of the finest music and finest ideas in folk music. Matter of fact, Angie hosted a program with Bob Dylan's first manager, and it was interesting. Carol and I went to hear that down at the Big Shop down in Jeffersonville last weekend, and it's very, very interesting. So anyway, Bob Dylan has been a big part of our station. We used to celebrate his birthday every Memorial Day, and recently we got a lot of the Bob Dylan tunes, covers of Bob Dylan tunes. They did a show of all covers of Bob Dylan tunes, and while I'm looking at this Willie record, let's see if I can seamlessly switch to the next track. This is a Willie on a Bob Dylan tune. Actually, it's the next track on this. It's track number 10. Let's see if I can make this happen. Can I? I think so. Let's try this. Track number 10. Huh? Is that it? Yeah, this is a Bob Dylan tune. It's called What Was It You Wanted?
What was it you wanted? Tell me again so I'll know. What's happening in there? What's going on in your show? What was it you wanted? Could you say it again? I'll be back in a minute. You can get it together by then. What was it you wanted? You can tell me I'm back. We can start it all over and get it back on the track. You got my attention. Go ahead, speak. What was it you wanted when you were kissing my cheek? Was there somebody looking when you gave me that kiss? Someone there in the shadows, someone that I might have missed. Is there something you needed, something I don't understand? What was it you wanted, and do I have it here in my hand? You wanted slipped out of my mind. Would you remind me again if you would be so kind? And had the record been breaking, did the needle just skip? Is there somebody waiting? Was there a slip of the lip? What was it you wanted? I ain't keeping score. Are you the same person that was here before? Is it something important?
maybe not. What was it you wanted? Tell me again, I forgot. Whatever you wanted, what could it be? Did somebody tell you that you could get it from me? Is it something that comes natural? Is it easy to say? Why do you want it? Who are you anyway? Is the scenery changing? Am I getting it wrong? Is the whole thing going backwards? Are they playing our song? Where were you when it started? Do you want it for free? What was it you wanted? Are you talking to me?
Willie Nelson on a Bob Dylan tune. You know, it's fun to play music and kind of demonstrate that all this music is a second, third, and fourth cousin to each other. And, you know, they and the mother and father of all these songs are great ideas and skilled musicians presenting them to us. And in this case, by way of WJFF, we're able to bring that music to you. Another great show here was called Dead Air. And I'd lived here for a couple of years and didn't even hear about it until it came time for me to guest host. Because the host, his name, I forgot his name. His name is David. I never met him. But he called me and asked me if I would cover the show because he heard that I was a fan of the Grateful Dead. And I did that. And we kept in touch with him as he was traveling down the Appalachian Trail. He was going to, for one of those marathon hikes down the Appalachian Trail, and he had a ball. And he called into the station. We talked to him about his status, and it'd be a lot of fun. So here's an example of, you know, how the Grateful Dead worked its way into our world here. Jerry Garcia and David Grisman met at a bluegrass festival back in the day, and they ultimately had a bluegrass project, you know, early on in the Grateful Dead's history and early on in David Grisman's history. He segued from bluegrass to jazz and rock and roll and classical stuff and back and forth. And they got together on these albums called They're Old and In the Way albums. Name of them are Old and In the Way. And they're a group usually before Jerry passed. It was Jerry Garcia, Vassar Clemens, David Grisman, John Kahn on the bass, and Peter Rowan, the awesome Peter Rowan on vocals. And here's an example of some of the great music those guys did. And it's fun to take one style of music and we're one style of musicians and bring their cousin relationship to another style. These are all these great rock and roll people and folkies playing bluegrass music. This is Midnight Moonlight. There you go. That's Peter Rowan on the vocals there. Peter Rowan, Jerry Garcia on the banjo, David Grisman on the mandolin, and John Conn on the bass. And it's just a great little bluegrass project these guys had. Peter Rowan and Tony Rice put together a quartet. And they called it the Rice, Grisman Rice Quartet, something like that. But they had Bryn Davies on the bass and a woman named Sharon Gilchrist, who was an extraordinary mandolin player. And these guys were just absolutely monster master musicians, and to see them play together was a joy. And, of course, Tony Rice passed away a few years ago. Peter Rowan still touring. Sharon Gilchrist, who played mandolin with them, played bass with another extraordinary mandolin player. His name is John Reichman. And this tune has Mike Witcher on dobro, Sharon Gilchrist on bass, Solomon Tuttle on guitar. Wow, from the Tuttle family. Molly Tuttle's dad or brother, I'm not sure which. And Trent Freeman on fiddle. So, again, all these musicians are all, you know, related to each other, and they don't necessarily stay with their own instrument. They do. I'm no expert on music. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I can't sit here and pontificate and pretend that I'm a musical scholar, but I like listening to music, and I just love reading the liner notes. And I think that's what I miss most in this modern era of music, where it's all online, are the liner notes, where you get to not only hear their ideas in the music, but see, you know, what they intended, and read about their relationships with other great musicians. So this is John Reichman with Sharon Gilchrist on bass and a few other cool cats. The song is called Serafina. Thank you. All right, well, we still have a couple of minutes. Let me read the weather to you again. And if you don't believe me, go online to wonderground.com, weather.com, all these great weather websites, and take a look at it directly. Look at the radar maps and watch that storm coming at you. A winter weather advisory is in effect for Sullivan, Delaware, Wayne, and Pike counties in our listening area, and Ulster County. The advisory goes until 7 tomorrow evening. Mixed precipitation is expected, 2 to 5 inches of snow and sleet, and more than a quarter of an inch of ice is possible. More snow will follow. And a high wind watch is in effect from tomorrow afternoon to Monday afternoon. So pay attention to that. Winds pick up at the back end of the storm with gusts up to 60 miles per hour, possible in higher elevations. So any wind on an icy branch can cause problems. So, you know, have your batteries around. You have your batteries in your flashlight. Go to the store and get peanut butter and bread and all that stuff. You doing storms. Or just sit back and listen to us here on WJFF. Hudson Valley weather warns that the Catskills are at the most risk of high winds. Northern Sullivan, western Delaware, and eastern Ulster counties, that's us. And wind that strong on top of ice accumulation means a real possibility of multiple power outages this weekend. Some local events happening tonight and tomorrow have been postponed or canceled, including the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance galleries and shop are closed this weekend. Tonight's Langston Hughes Harlem Renaissance event with Oliver King at HPAC has been postponed, and in-person services at Greensville United Methodist Church and Roscoe Presbyterian Church have been canceled, and more. So if you have somewhere to go this weekend, check it out. Give them a call, find out what's going on if they're still having their event. And you can find a lot of information about those events on the WJFFradio.org community events page. Go to our website and click on community events, and you'll have contact information for all those folks if you want to check to see if it's still going to be happening. And some of us love winter, and we love doing things in winter anyway. I was up in Claryville this morning when the snow started coming down, and it's just beautiful to be out there. But you got to be safe. Don't do anything dumb. All right, back to basics. Here we go. Ralph Stanley, he's the man. Thank you. All right, here's another example of a couple of degrees of separation. Bruce Hornsby played with the Grateful Dead for a couple of years after Brett passed away. He played with them a little more often for a while. And he also played shortly after that with Ricky Skaggs, great bluegrass musician. The name of this song, I'm not sure what to do. I'm not sure what to do with the name of this song. It's a cool tune. Check it out.
I'm in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico, working on a fishing boat, how long I don't know. Trouble behind me, yes, I'm hoping so. Finger on my back, make me say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Mm-hmm. I'm in the saddle, taking a little ride, swinging with my partner side to side. Come on, Joe, come on, Lee, let's go down to the jamboree. A new start, change my name. No more ducking my head and shame. I did run, and yes, I hid. Running for the trouble for something I did. I'm in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico, working on a fishing boat. How long, I don't know. Trouble behind me, yes, I'm hoping so. Finger on my back, the fingers say, whoa, whoa. Thousand miles away from my home, five states over, oh, I did roam. God, I feel for the workers so near, nobody think to look for me here. Arms getting so strong, working long days. If they find me, I'll be better at fighting my way. Out and then I swim ashore, dare them all to look for me more. Some more. I'm in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico, working on a fishing boat, how long I don't know. Trouble behind me, yes, I'm hoping so. Finger on my back till the picker say, whoa, whoa. Mm-hmm.
believe, oh, it was me. In the flash of a light, you can lose your sense of right. Change your luck and change your life. Go to the Gulf of Mexico. Shimmer behind me, yes, I'm hoping so. Make me say, whoa, I'm in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. Working on a fishing boat, how long, I don't know. Trouble behind me, yes, I'm hoping so. Finger on my back, make me say, whoa.
Ricky Skaggs and Bruce Hornsby. Speaking of the Gulf, we're going to take you out with, we have a few minutes left. We'll just fade out with this song. It's David Grisman and Sam Bush. And the song is called Sea Breeze. Thanks for listening to Jambalaya. I'm here the first, third, and fifth Saturday. Jesse's here the second and fourth. And we always fun at 2 o'clock on a Saturday playing music for you. It's the Sea Breeze.
Support comes from Sullivan 180, building healthy communities through people, places, and policy one degree at a time. More information at Sullivan180.org. From The River Reporter, the community newspaper covering four counties in Pennsylvania and New York along the Upper Delaware River. RiverReporter.com. And from listeners like you, who donate at WJFFradio.org.
Hi, this is Marco Werman, host of The World. We bring you international perspectives on issues worldwide and here in the U.S. Our reporters in the Americas, Africa, Europe, and Asia get to the heart of the day's news. Afternoons at 3 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. This is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.